Here we go. We are up to Sif Aleph Beis in Simurim Shain Vav. So where are we holding? So there's an expression that's used very often that Eishes Chayil, we know, is the last parak in Mishlei, and definitely has much written upon written on it, whether it's a reference to marriage, whether it's a reference to Torah, as the Vilna Gaon famously writes. So they use part of Eishes Chayil to go and say, Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, right? Mimerchak Tavi Lachma is from very far places. She brings her bread. Ein lechem ella Torah, right? If anyone wants to compile, it's fascinating. Ein this ella Torah. How many of those are there? Just for fun. Right. Just for fun. Ein mayim ella Torah. Ein lechem ella Torah. Ein. What? Okay, fine. Eish. No, so it's not in that wording. Ein. Torah nimshala le. Then you just open up another 15. Yeah, definitely lots of fun. So, shteit in mishlei mimerchak tavi lachma. What?
Kemach.
Yeah. Kemach for sure. Kemach. I mean, kemach ain't Torah. That's why we have such good food here in the West End of Green Eagle. Yeah, anyway. And that's why, Baruch Hashem, we have sponsors. And what's the expression? How is it applied over here? Mimerchak tavi lachma. Sometimes you have things that are, so to speak, in Yiddish it would be called favorfin, and they're you know, outstretched. That's not the translation I'm looking for. Give me something obscure and something that's not necessarily its place, but if you just remember them and keep them, store them for when they will be used and when you will need them, it's very important. So if you look carefully here in the beginning of Amir Lakum, there's a fascinating Ramah. The Ramah, we're in Sif Aleph over here, and the Ramah goes and tells you that you're allowed to do Amir Lakum b'makom choili. Yeah? You're allowed to do Amir Lakum for and on behalf of a choili. Why? Because b'makom choili, in that time of need for this person who was ill, loy gazru, they didn't make any gzera, and they didn't go and limit the Amir Lakum. So, if you have an aid, again? If you're able to do it, okay, if you're able to do it, Aydei Agoy, we always opt for a goy. Always. But again, if you have an aid for an elderly person, chel she'ein boy sakana. So when we learn, we're going to learn refuah here also. In Hilchas refuah, we say if there's no change in time and service, and you're going to get the same quality. So then we always opt to try to minimize and get a non-Jew to do it. If there's the slightest change, don't hesitate. And anyone who hesitates is held accountable. And the Rabbanim who don't teach this are held accountable. Yeah? That's what the Yerushalmi says. That's by Yishma Sakana. If anyone's hesitating because they think that there's a maila in minimizing the malacha done, says in Yerushalmi, the Rabbanim are held accountable. Because how did you not go and spread that word that we don't go and hesitate? And Adarabah state in Simen Shin Chav Ches, if you're based, that the Rabbanim and the Gedolim should go and do the Malacha themselves. So as not to, Laharis La'am, to show everyone, don't hesitate. Great. So, over here, where are you allowed to do if you have an aid servicing an elderly person? Definitely a Choyla She'ein Boy Sakana. You don't have to do any remez. Tell the guy to do whatever you need, even Malacha D'oraisa, because that's this case. You can't stress it enough. Simen Reish Ayin Vav Sif Aleph is telling you, you may ask them to turn on a fire. So you can get a guy to do a Malacha D'oraisa. For a Choy La She'ein Boy Sakana, the threshold is very low. So, again, you are, other people may benefit. Excellent question. Other people may benefit because this was done beheter. It was done beheter. There was no gzera on this act. Fine. Now, what about children? And this is just a classic discussion. What about children? So now, what age is the cutoff? And we have this term that comes up in Hilchos Refuah and rears its head, Mimerchak Tavi Lachma, Well, here it's the reverse, right? In Refua, this would be the Merchak, where we'd be Tavi Lachma. It's right here in Reish Ein Vav. The Ramah goes and says as follows. In the middle, he says, Abel, if you do it for Letzor Choyla Yisrael, Afilu Ein Boi Sakana, even if there's no Sakana, nevertheless, it's allowed. Says the Ramah, Oy Letzor Ketanim, or for Ketanim, Tehu Kechoyla Shein Boi Sakana. Yeah? Yeah? You may do a Mirla Akum for Ketanim. So, the first question when you get a Mirla Akum Shaila is, are there any kids? Why? Because that'll be your biggest savior. Kids? Great. So, what's kids? What age? Make it up. Or say something that you...
Seven.
Great. I appreciate that. Seven.
Some say five because it says 3 months.
3 months? Oh, you got me. You said with such conviction. Yeah. So, what do you want to say? Make up a...
not the age, but the degree.
Oh, okay, great. I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. So, you got me. So, the Chazanish does not say 3 months, contrary to. The biggest chumrah is that it only goes up till two. Okay? That's the biggest chumrah. Wait. Okay. Wait. How are you? I don't. Again? Where? That's a nice question. What bishul are you trying to get them to do? This is okay. So when we learn, this is a much longer down the line. We're going to learn some in Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Gimel is about the Isser Safinan, or to serve your children Isser. That affects and peripherally applies to, are you allowed to ask your own child or someone else's child to do malacha for you, right? Which you get all the time. Someone knocks at your door, hi, I'm looking to do malacha on Shabbos, do you have a little kid? Right? So can you ask such a request? And can you service and give your children up to be over and mechallel Shabbos, right? It sounds like we have missionaries asking you, give me your children, right? This is making it all dramatic, but it's a real simon. It's simon shin mem gimel. So the question is, at what point can you get that kid to turn on the light? At what age is it already too much? They know today is Shabbos, even if they don't realize the beauty of Shabbos. They know this is a light that we don't generally touch on Shabbos, but now Daddy brought me. Oh, for Bishul Akum purposes. Oh. I was, okay, fine. I totally misunderstood. So, okay. Yeah, okay. Good. So, I don't know when we're learning Bishul Akum here. We'll talk. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, it's not a strict number thing. It's das. It's usually oriented because they throw in, if he's 5'6" and he's very sharp, then it could be worse. Then it could be like a 7-8-year-old. Fine? So the Ramah says a 3-week statement, he goes and he says that kol tzarchei katan letzarech ketanim dehu kechay l'shem v'sakana. Yeah? That's where it gets fun, because when you learn Simin, Shin, Chav, Ches, it says over there that you're allowed to do, what? Is Hilchas Refuah on Shabbos. In Shin, Chav, Ches, Sif, Yud, Zayin, it goes and it says that Kol, Tzarech, Hekatan, are Kechoyl, Hashem, by Sachana. Any of their needs are viewed as the Kechoyl, Hashem, by Sachana. Why? Simple pshat. Adults, mature adults, we'll call it. Mature adults have a certain threshold, a pain threshold. And if they have a certain level of discomfort, we can feel the discomfort and still continue on. We know this ingrown toenail is very bothersome, and I'm walking anyway. And I have a little bit of an ache, we call that a mechush, and I'm able to function nonetheless. If your maturity and or your pain threshold is lowered, so all that does, it makes every little nuisance so much more acute. And it's a really big deal. So You can call it, oh, you're so immature. Yeah, they are. They're children. You're acting like a child, and that's just how they should be. Because they don't have the ability to, the wherewithal to storm to weather the storm. Therefore, any of their needs automatically become like you're servicing a chayla. The chayla is when it's so overwhelming, your whole full body aches, you can't get out of bed. So, or your functioning is so compromised, it doesn't have to be literally not getting out of bed. That's a case where we are going to be making. Now, the problem is, Simin and Sif Membez, this is just for fun, and Sif Membez, it says over there that you're not allowed to press the child's stomach to aid their bowel movement. Why? This is where it gets, again, right? Well, what's the problem? Again? Sif Membez, here, I'll read it to you. It'll pass nonetheless. Ain misalmin hainu shadur salagut b'koyach. Fine, that's talking about doing exercise. V'aser lidchoy kreiser shaltinoik. You may not push the infant's stomach. Kidei lahoitzi harei. Right? Graf shel rei. Right? That is, to enable them to relieve themselves. Don't push their stomach. And this is where everything starts. On Shabbos. Yeah, on Shabbos. Okay. Tircha, can you carry a six-pack of soda? And pushing the stomach is more tircha. So, in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, it actually talks about tircha. Ein mefan nesa oitzer, that's what the Gemara talks about. Don't clear out your storehouse. There is an iser tircha that actually applies. Fine? But this is for sure not a tircha. This case is not a tircha. So, what do we have? So, here's where it gets tricky. The Tehillah of David, its question is, which one are you going to stick with and which one are you going to answer up? Which one are you going to say is the main halacha and which one are we going to explain away? So the Tehillah of David, who's the Rav, it's a tzorich of ketanim.
Why is it saying you can't do it?
Good. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah goes and says, Lamed, what? So, all the more so. No difference. Yeah, the younger the kid, we should be more forgiving. We're servicing their health.
But you said it's not a health issue because it's really health issue.
It's an issue of comfort.
We're servicing their comfort.
Is that comfort by a 6?
For sure. For sure.
A 3-year-old has DOS.
When they scream, that is their discomfort. It could be they need to burp. It could be they...
I'm saying a 3-year-old will remember.
We don't care about the memory. We care about their present discomfort. These children are in discomfort.
An adult at the same level of discomfort would be allowed to ask a guy to do something.
And someone... Can I give a terrible, terrible application? Someone with dementia who has discomfort, we don't service. They have no memory whatsoever. No, but we will be Michal Shabbos, definitely Al Yidei and Akum, for there. I had an uncle here in town. Unfortunately, had terrible dementia, very very severe. Didn't remember anything. And you're Michal anything for his comfort at the present moment, irrespective of his memory. Because, and the same thing would apply to a Tinoch. Even if you want to view them halachically as a Tinoch, we want them to be comfortable. What's the reason why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, we are fearful. This is a type of refuah, and when you're in the mode of servicing the refuah, you may come to schicha samimanim, to grinding up and getting into medicinal avenues.
On Shabbos.
No. Doing this medicinal act may cause you to go and get and grind. You're going to grind for the baby. For the baby, we're allowing to do a melacha derabbanan. Again?
Any other thing that you do for the baby, there's discomfort. You might say, well, if I do
So if one of them, it's dependent if it's within the realm and the confines of healing, or just they're afraid of the dark. Can you get a guy to turn on a light? Turn on a light, not off. Off, we could do ourselves, right? Because it's not an active anal like we mentioned. Turn on a light because this child is petrified of the dark. If you do a remez, shaloba derech tzivoy, non-directive hint for a goy to do it. Can you get a goy to turn on a light for a child who's very afraid of the dark? If they won't be able to sleep, can they sleep without it? Yeah, so you can get a goy. You can get a goy to turn on a noise machine for the child.
We couldn't ourselves.
No, you have to get a goy. Yeah, fine. Now, what are we at? Where are we at? So the Tehillah David goes and says that Membeis is the Iker, and that is a limud on all the other places where we have Tzarchei Katan, that it's not across the board, says the Mincha. Amir Lakum is a window into how loosely do we view and how forgiving are we for a child's needs. Needs are very vague. Needs means any need from afraid of the dark to health needs, or is it more narrow than that?
What do we see from Membeis?
From Membeis, we see that it's pretty narrow.
The rule we...
Oh, no, good. So let me tell you how the Tehillah David reads it in Sif Membeis. He goes and he says... He asks from the Ramah in Sif Yud Zayin that says, any of the child's needs are considered... He says that's specifically for eating needs. If the child needs you to prepare food for their intake, then you're allowed to go and do malachas al yidei agoy, or do amir lakum for any food purposes. What's his raya? Because when it gets to health, we're already machmir. That Sif Yud Zayin is very limited and narrow, and not any need that you may come across.
How do you know this does not also mean that you can have a guy turn on a light for you? His answer is because Latino needs to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Ah,
so it's not going to tell us. It shows us there is a limitation to the heter.
How do we see that? I'm not getting what this is.
Because if... Good, let's go the other way. If we would take the words of the Ramah and Sif Yud Zayin literally, that you have a blanket heter across the board called Tzarchei Katan, any of their needs is blanket. Yeah? That you're allowed to ask a guy to accomplish, and it would include anything under the sun, so that should include... even helping their bowel movements or anything in between. Is that the issue you have? I'm sorry. Is that the issue that one's a guy, one's doing it yourself? It's a derabanan. Membeis is an isderabanan. Yeah, Membeis is derabanan. That says that you're not allowed to go and push their stomach.
Not a goy, yid.
Why? Because isderabanan. Of a gzeira, you might come to go and use medicine. Fair. Now, wait. It's only an isderabanan. I thought we allow isure derabanan across the board, any isderabanan, whether it be pushing his stomach, whether it be asking a guy, whether it be turning... Yeah, that was the issue. Thank you very much. Now we're on the same page. So seemingly, if we allow Isur Darbanan for any child's needs, so what's going on with this discrepancy? Why in Sif Membeis do we limit it? And Sif Yud Zayin in Shin Chalches, we allow it?
Based on Mishnah, you think you're allowed to ask a guy.
Anything.
Ask a guy to grind spices, to grind medicine for him.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah.
So why can't you do something as a Rabbana?
Correct, correct. So the Teal of David goes and says, the Teal of David, and we're going to wrap up with this because we ran out of time. The Teal of the David, right. The Yid can only do a Derabbanan. The Goy can do a Deraisa. That's the breakdown, because we're more machmer on ourselves for the Katan than we would be allowed to be Nene from the Goy. Fine. The Teal of the David goes and says, Elamai, it must be, we deduce that one of them is for food purposes. All food eating purposes are allowed, and non-eating purposes are not allowed. We're going to jump way to the... way. Yeah, the Minchas Yitzchak comes along and he says, I don't understand, how does Tehillat David understand this Ramah? I have another Ramah supporting the Ramah on Sif Yud Zayin. The Ramah on Sif Yud Zayin seems to say, Kol Tzarchei Katan Blanket Zayman, and Yavei Ashlishi V'Achri Yavei Neim. I have another Ramah that goes and says, you're allowed to do a Mir La'akum for any Tzarech of a Katan, and does not give any stipulation, any qualification, any limitation. That is clearly, and he actually paskins otherwise, and he's makel that all child's needs will be allowed, as does the Shmir Shabbos goes like that, that you're allowed to go and get a guy for noisemakers. According to Tehillat David, noisemakers, that's not for eating purposes. You're allowed to go, you're up, and that's why the Halacha Lamaisa, they bring from this Ramah here in Reish Ayin Vav, that you're allowed to go and expand and interpret the needs of a katan, and it doesn't have to be your katan, it could be any katan, are more forgiving and are more expansive than Sif Mem Beis and apply to even. But now we have to answer Sif Mem Beis. That's the only problem. Yeah. Well, Sif Yud Zayin is by eating, Sif Mem Beis is by refuah.
I doubt.
Amazing.
You can answer Sif Mem Beis by saying, not a Isser Derabbanan, it's a Xera that you may come to do something, and we're not going to mock through that.